Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. As new details emerge about last week's police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, the death of unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown summons broader questions about the relationship between police departments and the minority communities they're entrusted to serve. Let's look at public perceptions with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, let's first focus on confidence in the police as an institution.
It's actually overall fairly high. We update this every year. And of course, this latest update, which came a couple of months ago, was before the incident in Ferguson, Missouri, the northern suburb of St. Louis. But confidence in police as an institution across all Americans has been up in the top five of all the institutions that we test. However, there is a huge racial divide there. 56% of whites have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in police as an institution. And we go all the way down to 32% of black Americans in our most recent poll who have quite a lot or a great deal of confidence in the police. So that's over a 20-point gap on that measure. And that's symptomatic of the kind of things that we have seen on racial divides relating to the police for many, many years, actually going all the way back to the O.J. Simpson trial in the 1990s.
Let's look at a related matter, the perceptions of the honesty and ethics of those police officers.
That's high as well. 54% is the honesty and ethics rating that police have, police officers to be specific, in our latest update. But again, we have this major racial divide. The honesty and ethics rating given police officers among white Americans is 58%. Black Americans is down to 36%. So that's, again, a 22-point gap in perceptions of the honesty of police officers between whites and blacks in the U.S. today.
Frank, there are also new details emerging this week on the factors that may have played a role in Robin Williams taking his own life. Has Gallup polled recently on attitudes around suicide?
We have. We include every year in our update on values and beliefs poll a long list of behaviors, and for each we say, is this morally acceptable or not? And for many years, we've included suicide in that list. Kind of an interesting issue to try to get into philosophically and theologically. Is suicide morally acceptable? That's the way we ask it. We put it in the list. And in fact, 19% of Americans say yes, 74% say it's morally wrong. That puts suicide near the bottom of the list, not quite as low as married men and women having an affair or polygamy, but nevertheless, relatively few Americans in response to that particular question, say that suicide is morally acceptable. And we look back over the last decade or decade and a half, and that really hadn't changed much over time.
19% is pretty low, but not as low as approval of Congress, I presume.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that. Our latest approval of Congress is down to 13%, not an all-time low, but that's getting pretty low, and that does not bode well for the Democrats in the elections this coming fall, Dave, to put this in a political context, because generally speaking, the lower the approval of Congress, the worse the party of the White House does in those elections.
But still, overall, incumbents, regardless of what people think of the institution at large, typically regain their seat.
You're absolutely right. We asked this question, do most members of Congress deserve to be reelected? And then does your particular member of Congress deserve to be reelected? And actually, the latter is fairly low on a relative basis. Only 50% of Americans say that their particular representative to Congress deserves to be reelected. But the data show, as you indicated, that well over 80% and usually over 90% of incumbents who seek re-election do in fact gain re-election. Now, there's a relationship when we look back at the correlation between this most members and your member deserve re-election and incumbent re-election rate. There is a slight drop when things are lower, but by slight drop, we're talking in 2010, which was a big turnover year, you remember, 85%. Of U.S. representatives who sought re-election got re-elected. And that was lower than the usual 90-95%. But nevertheless, even in a bad year, we're talking about 85% or more of members who get re-elected.
I'm wondering the extent to which Democrats in office can derive some comfort that as we head toward November, confidence in the economy seems to be up.
It does. One way that we look at that is to ask Americans, as you know, every month, what's the most important problem facing the country? And we've seen a continuing decline, Dave, in the percent of Americans who say it has something to do with the economy. In fact, it's as low now as we have seen it going back to prior to the Great Recession. So that's good news, because in general, the worse the economy, again, the more likely are voters to take that out on the party of the White House, which this year is the Democratic Party.
So what are Americans more primarily concerned about?
One thing that has come up in the last couple of months has been immigration. Not a great shock. We saw that jump up last month, and although not as high this month, it is generally still up there. Number one is dysfunctional government. 18% of Americans spontaneously tell us that's the biggest problem in the U.S. today is the way that government does not work. Immigration, as mentioned, is number two at 15%. Then comes the economy, then comes jobs, then comes health care. And this is very interesting, 7%, and this poll was just finished this last Sunday, say foreign affairs, something to do with international relations. And that's significant because we're having major issues, not only in the situation in the Middle East, but also with the renewed American involvement in Iraq and so forth. But nevertheless, we're still only getting 7% of Americans who say something relating to foreign affairs is the top problem facing the country.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.